Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ross Tucker, guys, joins us right now on the waitfor.com hotline. Ross is also the host of You Better, You Bet. Make sure you check out You Better, You Bet's countdown to the draft. It's airing tonight on radio.com. On the app, subscribe to it, and you can find your favorite podcast for more draft content. Ross, what do you make of this, man? I mean, are you surprised? Christian McCaffrey is great, but 16 per, what are you giving Derrick Henry if you're the Titans?
I'm not surprised at all. I actually just tweeted at Ross Tucker NFL. I had written a column 3 weeks ago. It was actually an open letter to Christian McCaffrey, in which I said there is no way he could take one more snap for Carolina until they made him the highest paid running back in NFL history. When you guys look at the numbers from last year, it's crazy. And I'm not talking, by the way, about the thousand thing. I'm talking about how many snaps he was on the field. He was on the field for 93% of the Panthers' offensive snaps. There were only three other guys, Saquon, Zeke, Le'Veon Bell, that were on more than 75%, and Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette was 88%, but he still played 138 less snaps than Christian McCaffrey. That's like three games. Fournette and Zeke Elliott were the only two guys who logged more than 805 plays, which means Christian McCaffrey was on the field for 250 more snaps than every other back in the league other than Zeke and Fournette. Guys, that's like six games. That's like five or six games. So I said there is no way you can go on the field again until you get your money. And I knew he would. I mean, look, his dad, Ed McCaffrey, they're pretty smart. They know the deal, right? Like they're not messing around with something like this. And I think Carolina knew that as well. And in Carolina thought, gosh, we lost Keekly. We lost Greg Olsen. We're letting go Cam. We cannot also have a holdout with Christian McCaffrey. I actually think everything sort of worked out perfectly in McCaffrey's favor, that with a new regime and a new coach, the last thing they want this training camp with no other guys on the team that people even know who they are would be a long holdout.
And Derrick Henry obviously is a one-man gang running the football. McCaffrey's versatile, and you know he's younger, as we said. 429 touches, Ross, if you add up all the targeted throws and the rushing attempts. So that's 429 times the ball was in his direction last year for the Panthers, to your point. That's just nuts.
Yeah, and to your point about Derrick Henry, look, I love Derrick Henry, right? But it's about the passing game.
Yep.
And it's about what Christian McCaffrey is able to do in the passing game, over 1,000 yards receiving. You look at Derrick Henry, and in his 4 years in the NFL, 13 catches, 11 catches, 15 catches, and 18 catches. He's not really a factor in the passing game. So he's a factor in about half of the game. McCaffrey's a factor in the entirety of the game. I don't think Derrick Henry will ever get what Christian McCaffrey's getting. I think if the Titans are smart, and like they are, they just let him play out this year on the franchise tag, and then they let him hit the market, kind of like Le'Veon Bell did. I just don't think there's another team out there that's going to pony up big dollars for a bruising back who will be going into, at that point, his sixth season in the NFL. You guys mentioned his age when I came on the show. Plus, if you go back and watch the playoffs, he was terrific, But I'm just telling you, their O-line was killing dudes. I mean, Roger Saffold, Taylor Lewan, the left side of the offensive line, Derek was getting like a four-yard runny before he was even getting contacted. And he's 250 pounds. I don't know if you guys have ever seen him in person. He is the most beautiful, physical-looking running back I've ever seen in my life. I thought he was a tight end or a DN when I met him. I didn't know it was Derrick Henry until I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. He's like, yeah, I'm Derrick Henry. I'm like, what? It is crazy. And so you get 6'3", 250 going downhill and gets an 8-yard runny before he gets contacted, he's going to get some yards.
It's Ross Tucker, guys, radio.com, sports NFL insider here with us on Dukes and Bell, dropping knowledge. And I do agree with you. I really do about Henry. And when you put the intangibles in there as to what McCaffrey does and how much more he does, this is why he's getting more. People will see this and go, are they crazy? I agree with you. And here's my take on running backs, by the way, Ross. We got more stuff to get to. We're not probably going to run out of time. But my thing is, with most teams now doing this by committee, okay, and I'll use the Falcons, for example. We just let Devontae Freeman go. We took a cap hit because of it, because of his diminished production. But I don't want to invest in that position anymore. If you have a Christian McCaffrey and he means that much to your offense, great. But we haven't had a guy here in Atlanta that meant that much. And so why am I giving a guy $8, $9 million or $10 million for that matter when he doesn't see the field as much as a guy like McCaffrey? It just doesn't make sense.
Especially when they rotate so many of them through, especially given the fact of, you know, the low snap totals, and everybody wants the running back by committee. And there's just, I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, guys, but it seems like you can really get guys second, third, fourth round that are able to come in and really be productive. I mean, even last year, again, like the Singletary kid with the Bills. I mean, you look around every year, Miles Sanders in the second round for the Eagles, he's an absolute stud. He's in the running for Rookie of the Year. I mean, first of all, football is a young man's game. But more than any other position, running back is a young man's position. And that's what teams are realizing. And that is why I'd rather just draft a guy every year. Now, I guess yes. The Falcons have kind of done that
right,
with Brian Hill in the fifth, Ito Smith in the fourth, Quadri Allison in the fifth. And I don't know. You guys have to tell me. I'm actually surprised that none of those guys have been able to show that they're like a legit NFL dude. I know they've all had their moments. Like, I'm not knocking these guys, but you wouldn't want any of those guys to be your starter right now, would you?
No, I don't trust any of them. That's why, to Ross Tucker's point, who joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline and radio.com, by the way, is, yeah, let's just go. We've always, Dimitroff and his guys have always been good at picking guy in the third or the fourth round, to your point. Allison never really got the touches, maybe because they had so much money invested in free. That's why it shaked out. Ito Smith didn't have but like 7 games for us last year. So, yeah, it's a gigantic question mark. And by the way, what do you think Gurley has? Are you hearing anything about Gurley being okay? Or it's just he's always going to be diminished results now? What do you think of Gurley?
So, now this is interesting, right? Because I talked with Greg Cosell on my podcast, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It's on the radio.com app, like everything else is. And he really felt like Gurley was not as explosive or as violent. He's not been a guy that really makes people miss. He's actually a guy, he's a one-cut guy that really is explosive through the hole. And he felt like that was diminished. I got to tell you, I watched a few games last year. I thought for the most part, he looked pretty good. Like, I watched David Johnson from Arizona, and I thought that was sad. I mean, David Johnson, I saw some carries from David Johnson last year that the Cardinals played the Bucks. I thought he was in slow motion. Yes. It was like he was in quicksand. It was sad. I mean, David Johnson is done. Like, I cannot believe Bill O'Brien traded for him. Like, unbelievable. Gurley, I'm not so sure about. You know, if you look, the Rams O-line really took a step back. No Saffold at left guard. No John Sullivan at center. Then they had some injuries. They were not as good up front. I felt like the games I watched, Gurley was still slashing. Gurley still had some. I'm actually predicting he's going to have a pretty good year for the Falcons in that offense, where they're not going to really make them, you know, they don't need them to be the bell cow, But just give him 10 to maybe 15 touches. He's back home. I think Gurley's going to have a good year. Now, look, everybody you talk to, it's like he's a ticking time bomb in terms of how long he'll even be able to do it. But I think for this year, I think they're going to get their money's worth.
It is Ross Tucker, guys. We could talk all day. I want to ask you about what you think we need in this draft. What are you predicting? What do you foresee in this draft? We pick 16. We know a bunch of quarterbacks are going to go early. We assume, and this is a deep wide receiving draft. We don't need either one of those. What do you see us doing?
Yeah, I think it's going to be somebody that affects the passing game on defense. I think it's going to be a corner or an edge guy. You know, I know they signed Fowler, but it wouldn't shock me if they got, like, Chasen from LSU to go on the other side of him. If C.J. Henderson is there, the corner from Florida, he's got sweet feet. There's supposedly some teams that think he's a better pure man-to-man cover guy than Okuda from Ohio mm-hmm. State. If he's there, I can see the Falcons having, you know, drafting him. I think he'd actually be the pick. I mean, because you lose True, and you have these other guys that are kind of just guys. They need a corner. And I think they would love to get a guy like C.J. Henderson from Florida if he was there. Let me ask you guys this. Do you think was True still traveling with the opposing team's best receiver last year all the time?
Yes and no. Don't get me started. I'm not a True guy, Ross, so I'm going to give you a jaded take on that. I mean, he got better in the second half. The entire secondary got better when they moved the coaches around, and Raheem Morris was working with the secondary. But he had a couple of picks where one where Wentz just threw him one right. He was sitting down, hit him in his lap. He was not a playmaker as far as a ball hawk, though.
Yeah, I guess I felt like I'm not saying he's a great player, but I think he no longer could be the guy that like traveled all around, went in the slot, went to the left, went to the right. I mean, when I watched him, it felt like they were having him move around. I still think he can be a solid player. Like, I'm okay with what Detroit did in signing him, but and I'm okay with Atlanta moving on from him, but you got to replace him somehow. I mean, you know, you got Tom Brady in that division now. You still got Drew Brees in that division. These guys, you have a corner right now. That's not going to cut it.
It's a great point. It's something we've been talking about, which is why Henderson looks very appealing there at 16. Ross, we got to run, man. Again, we want to get you back on the show here, maybe after the draft, and talk a little bit more about what happened. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Make sure you check out the You Better, You Bet countdown to the draft. It's airing tonight on Radio.com. Get the app, guys, and subscribe. Ross, thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right. See you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.